basically, tell me what happened from your end with the SWA on these things.
Well, they you know, they've been very clear in what they've said about exactly what happened. It was, they had a member complain about one of our marketing communications.
And this was over both This Is Not a Luxury Whiskey and the Flaming Heart, and somebody ratted you guys out for being too transparent, apparently, right?
That is, yeah, that is essentially what happened, yeah.
What makes this different from the previous issues you've had is that in the past, the SWA would be the one that could theoretically take you guys to court for stuff like this, for the Spice Tree controversy and things like that. But now it's up to HM Revenue and Customs if they wanted to prosecute, because it's all part of this registration scheme, right?
Well, no, Mark, I don't know the legal side of this. You know, all we know is what, you know, Scotch Whisky Association has said to us. Somebody complained. Being fully transparent in the way we were about the whiskeys is sadly illegal. That's not their word. That's my word, sadly. what happens from here? You know, we've taken down, you know, the information they referred to. What happens from here in terms of legalities? I have no idea. We haven't looked at that yet.
Were you a big proponent of the registration scheme last year, for when they put it in as part of the geographical indicator scheme for Scotch whiskey?
You know what? I didn't get involved with it. I didn't really look into it that much. We just did what we were asked to do, which wasn't terribly onerous, but I'm not clear on how the whole scheme worked and what it's intended to do, frankly.
Where do you guys go from here, given that you've made your focus on being as transparent as possible, and yet other folks in the industry want to be, or at least every time you try to push for more transparency, somebody else pushes for less?
Well, the answer is I don't know where we're going to go at this point. It's still very early in this situation. I don't know. I'm not clear on who in the world in our industry would be pushing for less transparency and why they might want to do that. We think that Scotch whiskey producers, anyway, forget about other spirits producers in Europe, Scotch whiskey producers should have the freedom, but not necessarily the obligation, to be as transparent as they want, as long as they're doing it in a responsible way and not trying to mislead consumers. So that's what we believe in. We will, you know, take that conversation forward with the industry, with the Scotch Whisky Association, and try to understand if there are other people who feel that way in the industry, and if so, what we can do about it.
Maybe a new limited edition bottling called Transparency?
There could be a bottling called Transparency, perhaps. I'm not going to try to predict what we might want to do with this one just yet. It's still pretty early in the process.